Our story begins at the Westside Psych Ward, where Zoe is talking with Rosalyn at the nurse's station.
Look, Rosalyn, you don't know much about me, but let me clue you in. Nobody tells me what to do.
Maybe that's because you never met me before.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Let me tell you something. Stacy is my daughter and my responsibility. I know you think you may have some claim on her, but you don't. Stay away from her.
My sister was Stacy's real mother.
Real mother? Who the hell do you think raised her for the past 18 years? That would be me.
Rosalyn, I only found out last year that the woman who raised me and I thought was my mother for 30 years wasn't my biological mother. It killed me to know I was lied to my entire life.
So let me ask you something then. The woman who gave birth to you, do you feel the same way about her as you did the woman who raised you?
No, of course not. Even if I have a relationship with her, it won't be the same.
Exactly. Now put yourself in my shoes. I'm the only mother Stacy has ever known. She has no idea she was adopted, and I don't want to put her through that. Her father is in the process of being transferred to prison, and her parents just split up. I'm not saying never, but just not now.
She would want to know the truth.
I'm telling you, she can't handle it right now. I need you to trust me on this, Zoe, and keep quiet.
For how long?
I can't say. All I know is, now is not the time.
At Murphy's Law, Charlie is sitting at the bar alone when Blake walks up.
Well, I didn't believe it, but I guess the rumors are true. You actually bought this place.
Oh, goodness, Brother Blake. How the hell did you get in?
One of the construction guys was leaving, and I told him I was your brother.
Oh, well, so much for security around here.
Well, tell me about the place. What are your plans?
Okay, scratch the small talk, Blake. I know you're back with Maddie Malone, and honestly, I've lost complete respect for you, so why the hell are you here?
Charlie, things are complicated with Matt.
Oh, who cares? Truth is, you're both losers. How complicated could it be? Seems pretty simple if you ask me.
Well, it's not.
What's the matter, Blake? Boring you? Or did Maddie keep you up all night?
I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been really run down lately.
Yeah, it must be hard with everyone hating your guts. Even Raven's turned against you, hasn't she?
Raven and I are still friends. But like I said, it's complicated.
You keep saying that, but I don't get it. You made it complicated. The one smart thing you did in your life was dump your little boyfriend, and then you suddenly take him back. Marilyn Marsden was the best thing that ever happened to you. If dumping her was not the stupidest thing you've ever done, then you please tell me what it was.
You know, I shouldn't have even bothered to stop by here. Terry's been preaching at me that I should make an effort with you, but it's always a complete waste of time.
Couldn't agree more.
Goodbye, Charlie. Oh, and good luck with this place. With your business acumen, you're going to need it.
At the rec center, Stacy is talking with Clint and Lucas at the front desk.
Clint, they had fun at the movies. We should hang out again sometime.
Stacy, aren't you being so friendly to me just to try to get under Dara's skin?
Why on earth would I care what Dara thinks about anything?
Come on, Stacy. You two have had it out for each other since the first day you met. Speaking of Dara, she just walked in with Bobby. Looks like they're coming this way. Don't start anything, Stacy.
Oh, you mean like this?
Stacy, what are you doing?
Kissing you, isn't it obvious?
What the hell is she doing?
That's what I'd like to know.
I think it's time to teach that brat a lesson.
What do you mean?
Kiss me, Bobby.
What?
Do it.
Are you sure this is gonna...
Yes, I'm sure. What the hell is she doing?
Looks like she's kissing your ex to me.
That bitch. Get your hands off me, you slut. Stay away from me, Stacy. Can't you see Bobby and I are trying to be alone?
In the middle of the rec center. You skanky hoe.
Ow! Oh my god! You did not just slap me.
Kiss Bobby again, and I'll slap the other side.
That is it. You are the most selfish, spoiled, rotten daddy's girl I've ever seen.
Well, at least my father isn't some farmer. You're just jealous your ex-boyfriend wants me now. Clint has finally found a real woman.
You witch!
Oh. You know what? It's time I take you down once and for all.
Come on, Stacy, leave her alone.
Don't worry about it, Bobby. This is one fight I'm going to win.
You're going to be begging for mercy when I'm through with you.
Ow!
Get off me! What?
What the hell is going on here?
Oh,
World
yeah?
War III is just broken out. Sarah, Stacy, get up from there.
Leave us alone, Chuck. Let me shut this bitch up once and for all.
Sarah, get off her. You two can't do this to each other. It's not right.
Why the hell not?
Because you're sisters.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.